Another story, and I think this is also quite a big one. He had the Minister of Trade and Industry at the official opening of the building. Stephen Sard, who is the CEO of Aspen Pharmaceuticals, joining us as well on the line. Stephen, quite a momentous day yesterday as well. 500 jobs, a 1 billion rand facility. You must be very proud of that.
Yes, we are. We've always said, although we've globalized our business, maybe 80%, only 20% of our business is in South Africa. Wherever we've globalized, we've tried to bring the production to the extent we can back into South Africa. So South Africa's got a disproportionate share of our jobs, maybe 40% of the 10,000. So very, very proud, and it's very good to bring new technologies, differentiated technologies, so we're not left behind here, and very, very proud of a tremendous team effort to be able to install the system.
Yeah. You also speak about how you're going to offer a lot more training as well. Is this the end of your sort of investment, particularly into the PE plant?
So we're sort of on our own in terms of how much we invest in South African pharma and industry. We've created our own training academies. And we've created them because not only have we got this build, but probably our next build is, two, three times the size. It's a very, very big build into Sterilt, and it will actually also be on the Port Elizabeth site. The reason Port Elizabeth really works for us with incremental sites is that you've already got a lot of your fixed costs there, and a lot of your skill base there. So you get economies of scale by building on there. Because we've made some very big investments into anesthetics and thrombolytics, those are sterile products, injectables, vials, ampules, prefilled syringes, those type of things. And so that's probably our most ambitious project is actually underway as we speak. It wasn't what we opened yesterday, though.
Yeah. In the long run as well, taking a look not just at this, but your entire business as well, was your step forward based a lot more on the political advancements that have happened, and of course the outlook on what South Africa's growth is like, or were you just going to continue to invest in South Africa in a big way anyway?
I just think that as a private sector, you can keep looking over your shoulder and wait for sentiment change, and we'll wait, and you end up waiting and waiting for each other, and nothing happens. This facility is the work of 5 years.
Yeah.
We invested long before sentiment changed. So it's very important, I think, from the private sector, if we invest, particularly in fixed capital investments, you create long-term jobs and long-term sustainability. A lot of 95% of what comes out of that facility is going to be exported. But I do believe, just seeing the change in the last 5 months, it's so important for that sentiment to change, because we all want a growing economy. Your business grows in a growing economy. We've got a very large South African business. So certainly the positive sentiment is just the cherry on the top.
Mr. Sard, thank you so, so much for your time as well. Greatly appreciated there. Stephen Sard, the CEO of Aspen Pharmaceuticals.